Tanto Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Disruption Dilemma by Joshua Gans, narrated by Simon Vance. Preface. The word disruption was brought prominently to managerial attention by Clayton Christensen in his 1997 book, The Innovator's Dilemma. Since then, many business leaders have gone from being complacent about innovation and technical change as forces to being petrified by them. For Christensen's message was simple. Just managing well does not make you safe. Indeed, it could be your downfall. As a professor who keenly followed these developments daily, I wondered whether that initial message, for all the good that it did in shaking CEOs of big firms out of their comfort zones, had become lost in a mess of confusion that had many seeing disruption everywhere, and using it to justify managerial decisions that were risky and not, ultimately, in their own interests. In other words, had the pendulum swung too far? It is great to challenge your beliefs, but that doesn't necessarily mean you should hold none. The original notion of disruption aimed to describe why great firms can fail. Today, use of the term has gotten out of control. Everything and everyone can supposedly be disruptive. Moreover, everyone is supposed to become disruptive. Though widely believed, none of these notions are obvious or obviously true. It is time to refocus the term exclusively on its initial use. Writing this book began in angst as I watched these developments. Aside from Christensen, management...